from Washington, this is VOA News. Hosni Mubarak acquitted of 2011 charges. Taiwan's ruling party suffers an unexpected election loss. I'm Vincent Ruiz reporting from Washington. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was acquitted in a retrial of the case that originally accused him of responsibility for the deaths of protesters during the 2011 revolution that ended his rule in Egypt. Egyptian police used tear gas and water cannon against more than 1,000 protesters upset with the acquittal of Mubarak. He was also acquitted of corruption charges, but will remain in a prison hospital while he serves a 3-year sentence on an earlier conviction for embezzlement. Taiwan's ruling party suffered a worse-than-expected defeat in local elections Saturday. And these elections give momentum to the chief opposition party, which takes a tougher stance on China. Ralph Jennings has this report for VOA from Taipei.
The Nationalist Party lost the top jobs in 9 cities and counties Saturday in island-wide elections considered a midterm test for President Ma Ying-jeou. The losses threatened the party's 2016 presidential election bid and could disrupt dialogue with China. Taiwan's chief opposition party advocates more distance from Beijing. Mr. Ma set aside political disputes with China after taking office in 2008, leading to talks that have generated 21 deals on trade, transit, and investment. But many Taiwanese feel uneasy about stronger ties with China, which has never renounced threats to take Taiwan militarily if needed. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Afghan officials say 2 civilians and 3 Taliban attackers have died in an assault on a foreign guest house in Kabul. Afghan Interior Ministry Sadiq Siddiqui said 2 of the gunmen were shot to death and the 3rd attacker detonated explosives strapped to his body. There's more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey says a Kurdish claim that Islamic State militants attacked the Syrian border city of Kobani from the Turkish side of the border is a lie. A statement from Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's office Saturday says Turkish security forces have taken all necessary precautions along the border. A Kurdish official and the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say a vehicle used in a car bombing in Kobani Saturday crossed over the border from Turkey. Arab League foreign ministers have met on this Saturday to hear Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas discuss developments in the Palestinian territories and Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem. Saturday's meeting follows weeks of unrest in the Holy City, which has spread across the occupied West Bank and Arab communities in Israel. Edward Uranian reports on this for VOA from Cairo.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas briefed Arab foreign ministers in Cairo about the impasse in peace negotiations with Israel. Mr. Abbas has asked Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on numerous occasions to stop building settlements and to respect the internationally recognized 1967 border separating Israeli and Arab territories. Officially declaring Israel as a Jewish state, along with other measures the Netanyahu government is considering, amounts to apartheid, Mr. Abbas said. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In Missouri, Saturday, in the U.S., a 7-day march organized by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People began. It's part of the protests that continue in the U.S. following a grand jury decision not to charge a white police officer who killed an unarmed black teenager in the state of Missouri after a street confrontation. The march, called the Journey for Justice, will span more than 190 kilometers from the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, where 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed in August, to Jefferson City, Missouri's capital. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has vowed to not leave any stone unturned in tracking down the terrorists who attacked a mosque, killing more than 80 worshippers and wounding at least 100 others. Mr. Jonathan issued a statement Saturday urging Nigerians not to despair in this moment of great trial. A series of explosions followed by gunfire outside the crowded central mosque in Kano struck just after the start of Friday prayers. Pope Francis clasped his hands and bowed his head Saturday as he stood next to Istanbul Mufti Rami Iran, who was performing a prayer in Turkey's 17th century Sultan Ahmet Mosque, also known as the Blue Mosque. Francis is on the second day of his 3-day trip to Turkey. More of these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.